Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Episode 6, To Protect Ourselves.
It was 7:30 now, and the sun was rising over the treetops. After our encounter with the creature, or should I say alien, Brayden and Mark dragged the corpse outside. Jay scanned the TV all night, but no signal was getting through. He also tried calling 911 on Brayden's phone several times only to receive a busy signal. We listened to the radio for a couple hours before static set in and all the weird news reports faded to white noise. The power went completely out at 5 in the morning. We gathered in the den and lit a few candles. None of us could fall asleep, not even Luke. The sun's up.
I see that.
I tried calling Scott again around 6, but he didn't answer. I left a message and several texts and tried not to worry. Brayden charged his phone on a portable charger.
So, what's the plan?
We start heading west. I got up and headed to the kitchen. I poured myself a glass of orange juice.
Ava?
I turned around to see Mark leaning on the counter. He appeared uneasy.
Can we talk?
Sure. As long as it's not about our trip.
Come on, Ava.
No.
I just want to talk about our predicament.
I don't want to hear it.
I just think that...
You said...
I know what I said.
Then there's nothing to discuss.
That's not fair. Things have obviously changed.
I don't want to hear it, Mark.
Ava, please. You're not being fair. Just give me a minute.
I took a sip of orange juice. Mark and I stared each other down. Fine, go. 1 minute.
Jesus, okay. I've been thinking because of the encounter last night. Maybe we shouldn't be so hasty and just take off. Maybe we should... hold off. You know, hold off on heading west. We don't know exactly what's going on here.
Sure we do. It's a goddamn alien invasion.
Really, Jay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I wrong? Asteroid hits Earth. Creature emerges from said asteroid. Tell me that thing isn't an alien. I haven't seen anything like that on any BBC documentary.
We don't know that it came from the asteroid. We're taking Darren's word for it. Maybe we should check it out. Ava, you said you saw the asteroid by the lake. Why don't we go by there?
Nuh-uh. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to stall, Mark. You said we would leave first thing in the morning. The sun is up. It's time to go.
This is so unfair. The whole situation has changed. Did you not see that thing? What if Jay's right? What if these things are running rampant all over the major cities? Asteroids hit everywhere. Not only that, there's no power, no TV, no radio, no anything. This isn't a game, Ava. It's going to be dangerous out there.
Fine, let's take a vote. Jay?
Wait, what?
We're not going to take a vote.
Why not? That seems fair. Jay, what do you want to do?
I'm not playing into your game.
Then don't go.
What?
You don't want to go. Then don't.
Are you serious?
Can we not fight right now?
I know Scott told me to stick with Mark and Jay, but if they are going to slow me down... Stay here if that's what you want, but I'm not going to do that.
You know if you go, I'm going too.
Then this whole conversation wasn't even necessary. I grinned. Mark rolled his eyes.
Does this mean we're leaving now?
Yes. Brayden was kind enough to help us pack food, water, and a few other supplies. We took 2 flashlights, some batteries, maps, a small container of gas, blankets, matches, and even some firewood.
And you're sure you don't want to stay?
I'm sure. Brayden let Jay and I call our loved ones again. This time, Jay not only called his brother, but also his father and a distant cousin. I tried Scott again, but nothing. My heart skipped a few beats when he didn't answer, but I left a message anyway, informing him that we are on our way.
Can we move that thing farther away from the cabin?
Maria was staring at the alien corpse that Mark and Brayden moved toward the wood line.
Thank you again for letting us stay here.
And for the supplies. Luke and Darren came outside. Darren limped to the porch railing. His cut-off jeans showed his scarred leg. The bite he received from the creature was green and filled with pus. His leg doesn't look too good.
I have some antibiotics that we'll try.
Luke ran down the porch steps and over to us. He grabbed onto his mom's waist.
Say goodbye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, wait. You know what? Here, take my phone.
Really?
Might as well. We have Brayden's and a charger. No need for mine. It would better suit you. Sorry, it's not charged all the way. I guess I should have done that last night.
Thank you.
The charge won't last long, but keep in touch if you can. If the phone continues to get signal.
If you keep a steady pace and don't run into any delays, you should reach the West Coast within the week. Of course, you will need to stop for gas.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't be an easy trip, but we'll make it.
For sure.
Take it easy, Brayden.
We said our goodbyes and climbed into the car. So I figure if we take turns driving, we can make it within the week. We just have to drive nonstop.
Let's just try to avoid the big cities.
Can we try the radio?
That's not a good sign.
Mark continued to flip through the channels, but the best we could get was a staticky channel of some man talking about another country. We couldn't really make out what he was saying, but it sounded like he was mentioning something about more asteroids.
So I'm looking at the map, and we could try the New York Thruway.
Over the Hudson?
Yeah. Although...
Although what?
I think it's a toll road.
Oh, shit. Well, I hope we have enough quarters.
There weren't too many cars on the road. It seemed like everyone was staying indoors. We hit our first obstacle when we reached the Thruway. The bridge was out.
I told you this wasn't going to be easy.
We'll just find another route. Jay and I scanned the map. Since we wanted to avoid the city, we decided to head north to the 202. We headed along 9. We passed dozens of people trying to wave down vehicles for a ride.
Hey, guys?
What?
Look, Maria's phone. There's no signal.
Jay, you were supposed to turn that off. We want to conserve the battery.
I was going to, but the signal was going in and out. 2 bars, no bars. 2 bars, no bars.
Maybe it's just the area.
I don't know. No radio signal, no cell signal. Phones may be useless now.
Still, turn it off.
Okay.
Just in case. We eventually headed through Peekskill. People were all over.
They're looting. Look. Those guys are getting arrested.
Let's move through quickly.
Mark weaved around cars.
If we can get over the bridge, we'll head through Bear Mountain State Park.
Mark slowed the car, then pulled to the side of the highway. What are you doing?
As much as I hate to stop, we may be able to gather up a few supplies.
We already have plenty of food and water.
Well, I was thinking protection.
Mark pointed to the left. In the distance, a sign read, Jimmy Jong's gun shop.
It might come in handy.
I don't think we should stop.
That creature attacked us, and Brayden stopped it with a bullet to the head. We need protection for our supplies, and not to mention ourselves.
What makes you think anything would be in there?
We don't know until we look. Game?
I'd like more than a steak knife.
Let's check it out. Quickly. In and out.
Mark took the next exit. We drove past a couple of looters throwing rocks at two police cars. We reached the gun shop just as three teens ran in. This doesn't seem safe.
No, it doesn't. Maybe I should just be the one that goes in.
Screw that.
Jay, you and Ava stay with the car.
Mark jumped out of the car and ran into the shop. The windows of the shop were tinted.
Lock the doors. Do you think these people know about the aliens?
Who knows?
Holy shit!
We spun around to see some looters throwing rocks. They were aiming at an officer. The officer ran inside the gun shop. His gun was drawn.
We should leave. This was a dumb idea.
I'm going inside.
Wait. You can't leave me.
Someone has to stay with a car.
Fuck that. I'm not staying out here by myself.
Jay.
No, I'm not. That cracked the back window.
Come on, Mark. Hurry up.
Forget the guns. Come on, Mark. Shit, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Jay and I ducked down. I peeked out the passenger window to see two looters run out of the side entrance of the shop. One of them held a handgun. The other held his leg, which was bleeding.
Where is Mark?
I jumped out of the car.
Ava, wait!
I ran into the shop. Another looter was on the ground. He was shot twice. Blood pooled around him. I walked past two aisles to see the cop. He lay motionless on the floor, blood everywhere. Mark! Mark!
Ava, what are you doing here?
Are you hurt?
No, I was waiting out that little scuffle. Come on, let's get out of here.
Did you find anything?
Not much. Two handguns and a box of bullets. 30 to be exact.
What the hell happened?
Those dumbass looters attacked the cop.
Mark shoved the gun in his waistband.
You do know how to shoot, right?
It's been a while.
Good. Here, it's loaded.
Mark handed me the other gun. We ran outside and I instantly froze. The same two looters were by the car.
Don't move.
One of them held a gun towards us. The other one, bleeding from his leg, held a gun at Jay's head.
We're taking the car.
Fine, take it.
We want the gun too. Give us the gun.
Give him the gun, Ava.
I slowly placed the gun on the concrete and kicked it over to them.
Get in the car, man.
I could tell that Mark wanted to try and take these guys. His hand slowly went to his waist, slowly towards the gun. I shook my head. He saw the worry in my eyes. He glanced over at Jay, who was kneeling on the ground with his hands up and eyes closed. Mark's hand hovered over his gun. Mark, no.
Come on, man, let's go.
The looter started the car.
Get down.
Shit!
Mark pulled his gun, and the looter saw him. They did the same. I jumped to the ground.
End of All Hope, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Seth York, Adam Jetmore, and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay. Co-starring Jenny Bailey, Justin Stewart, Jay Marone, Chris Cardassano, Amber Simpson, Brian Messick, Mike Lenhart, Christopher Atkinson, John Lasseter, Kyle Appleyard, Maria Baumgartner, Kaylin Boyd, Jack Austin, Seth York, Jonathan Moss, Amy LeRae, April Cadmus Marsh, Daniel Brown, Ashley York, Nick Ott, Mitchell Beck, Jose Caraballo, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Incompetech.com. And Dylan Mixer at dylanmixercomposer.bandcamp.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.